Noach with eight mistakes. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Patriarch, let's go to the second line. We are in the middle of this halacha. This halacha is discussing the means of doing teshuvah. And in the process, he's always touched upon, in the process, he always will touch upon a very practical matter of halacha. B'chein Amu David. Okay, we're discussing this ois. This ois is our teshuvah. David said, Toiv Yashar Hashem Alkein Yerah Yichatoim Baderech. Hashem is Toiv Yashar Alkein Yifah Yerah Chatoim Baderech. Yadrech Hashem will guide sinners on the road. This dovetails with what we learned in the morning last week, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Shleisha Pishei Yisrael. One of the perushim that we learned was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will inspire a person to do teshuva for an avera up to three times. We learned that at one of the mefarshim, that a person does an avera, Hashem will implant a supernatural thought, a thought that cannot come from anything in this world. It's purely divine. Divine siyata d'shmaya and inspiration due to teshuva. You have done an avera. If a person repeats the avera, Hashem will again come to him and put a thought into his mind due to teshuva. A third time, nachama. We have really the an individual in the tzibur. But once you get to number four, the al arba'a, Hashem says, you already did this avera four times. If you want to do teshuva, good for you, do teshuva. I am not going to inspire you to do teshuva. I am not going to intervene and do something that is unique, either in regard to hashkocha pratis, you should be in the right place at the right time to hear someone tell you how bad this avera is, or to put a thought into your mind. There will be no divine intervention to inspire you to do teshuva for an avera when the avera is done four times. Al shloisha pishe Yisrael. For three sins, the implications Hashem will inspire. But al harba, I'm not going to hold you back. Lo ashiven, I'm not going to hold you back. I'm not going to inspire you. We learned the translation was, I'm not going to inspire you to do teshuva. And here he loses that idea where he says, the pasuk says, Toiv Yashar, Hashem is good, and he's upright. Al kein, therefore, Yoyre, he guides chatoim, sinners, baderech. And that basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inspiring a soul who doesn't have ever to do teshuva, to repair his ways. Yadrech anovim b'mishpat, he guides, Hashem guides humble people b'mishpat, in being righteous, in executing the law according to what is correct. V'yelamed anovim darkoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he teaches the humble to follow in his path. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always sending us hints. He's always putting us in places, causing us to hear things, causing us, taking us by the hand and bringing us to where we need to be in order to learn from what has happened, to bring inspiration. So everything in life, the more you allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you open up your eyes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you realize that you're there for a reason. I have a friend, he travels a lot, and he told me every time he goes on the plane, it's like very spooky what he tells us. You never know such a person, such a holy person. He really senses, he's a very wealthy individual, this fellow, and he always flies business class, economy plus, or first class sometimes. And the people who sit in those sections are obviously very, very wealthy people. Where you see those people in that same section. Not everyone is a yokel that gets an upgrade. And he feels, and he always feels that the people he sits next to, Hashem is picking him up and putting him there in order, there's something has to come from this. From the conversation.
I think he's the same friend as before.
What was the other friend? Yes, it is. It actually is. It is.
I can tell already.
Because you can tell for one reason. Money talks. Absolutely. Money talks. Okay, this is probably the only friend I have that's like that. know what's so good about it? I knew him when he didn't have a penny to his name. Okay, that's why he's my friend.
Because I
still don't have a penny to my name. But I knew him when he didn't have a penny. So therefore, those are the real friends. Otherwise, now, I couldn't get near him. And even if I get near him, I'm only getting near him because I want his money. I want something from him. But I can tell you, when I knew him, he had nothing. And this whole transformation was, whatever you want to say, was something which happened much later than when I knew him, when I was friendly with him. So, I'm clean. I'm in the green. It's not because I'm trying to connect to someone who has big money in order to get something from him. That's what I always told you. This Bush, George W. Bush, he said that he has no friends. Once you become in his president of the United States, anyone that comes near him is coming. They want something. Even now, even though he's not the president, but he has a lot of connections, he has a lot of influence, a lot of power. Anyone that comes near him is because they want something. So who are my friends? He says, who are my friends?
You're the president.
No.
No, everything is political. Everything is agenda. Who are my friends? He says. You know who my friends are? The kids that I went to elementary school with and high school with. Because then we were nothings. We were nothings and we knew from nothing. And we had no chachmas. So when I go and I want to have a good time, I call up my buddies from elementary school, my buddies from high school, and we go out together and we play and we do whatever we do. We go, because there's no negias. These are the people. This is my girsa diankusa. There are no negias. It's so true. It's an amazing, most people don't have that problem because most people don't end up in a position where anyone wants something from you, so you can get friends when you're older. But someone that is in a position of power and authority, especially someone who's very wealthy, known to be a philanthropist, why are you all of a sudden now you can buddy, I won't need the charusa. Oh, because you know how to learn. Really? It's because he's a celebrity in society. HaKesef Yana Esakol, it taints everything. So here we have. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Yilam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate teacher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always puts us in place where we're supposed to be because there's always a message. So he tells them, he always has this conversation with these people. He always realizes there is something there. And there's, especially with people that are Jewish, he's very into Kiev. There's the people that are Jewish that have absolutely no connection to the religion. Their parents were Jewish, their mother was Jewish. And they grew up with a little Yiddishkeit, and now nothing. They're not observant, and it eats them up. They feel this guilt. Their inner neshama is demanding, why don't you do something to serve Hashem? And when they see another from person, it's very intriguing. It's very intriguing.
Jealous.
Curiosity, this is where I come from, what am I missing? It's all something which cannot be explained. It's a subconscious stirring of the neshama. And it's like Hashem sent him on a mission. When you sit in the economy, you have the same kind of people in the economy, you know, sitting in the back of the plane in the economy. But for some reason, those people, they don't really have that, they're not awakened. Why not? It's like they're so busy with life. They're busy. They're so busy the whole day with just surviving, survival. The people in first class in business, those are people that have time to think. They're very wealthy. They're very wealthy. Not all.
Let me tell you something. Okay, I work. My wife needs a certain business.
Okay.
I said, coach. I visit her in business.
Okay.
Do you know what all these big geniuses are doing?
They're watching the movies.
They're all sleeping. They're not doing anything. They're all sleeping. I go in a few times to visit.
Yeah, because
maybe on an overnight flight.
What?
Maybe on an overnight flight.
Well, I'm talking about North Israel.
No, not Israel. I'm talking about traveling all over the world. This friend, he travels now. He travels the country. He goes a lot to California.
Don't you think it's a very dangerous slope for you to start interpreting hashgacha?
Not hashgacha. Not an actual hashgacha.
You know, this happened. Oh, this happened because of that.
I'm here for a reason. If I got here, I'm here for a reason.
You're right. But for you to interpret.
No. Right. You're right. You're right.
I think that's a very dangerous
thing. Okay. You're right. You're right. Yeah, you're very careful.
Happens, a lot of times I miss a train. I'm taking the subway. You know what happens when I miss a train? I get home late. That's
nothing more than that. Nothing. You're right.
Oh, this.
You're right. No. Okay, you're right. Okay.
You start interpreting it.
You're right. It's very, you're right. I agree with you. You're right. I think about it. Certain, you're right. Okay. You have to be very, very careful.
But there is such a thing.
You have to be on a madrega. There are certain events. You have to know where to draw the line. You're right. It's a dangerous game to play. Absolutely. Okay, let's go. Third line. So now we're talking over here that it's very hard to progress. It just like it was very difficult to take the first step, to do something that's a chumrah. Everyone is doing this, and now you decide for the first time, everyone is talking during davening. I want to be machmer. I do not want to talk during davening. It was a very hard thing to do. to break away from what I was accustomed to. Just like it was hard to take the first step, guess what? It's even harder to take the second step. To go to the next madrega is even harder. U'chashem shnichnas b'koishi, you've ended with great difficulty b'chassidusoi, into your area of chassidus, of doing something that's lefnim yeshuras hadin, taking upon yourself a stringency in life, Cain, likewise, yoiser, the yoiser koshe olav, la'azoiv midosoi, hatoiva, bibnei habusha, it's even more difficult to abandon midosoi hatoiva, it's not really clear what this means, his good nature, I guess that means his good nature and being lenient. Yeah, it's, a lot of the things in Sefer Chassidim, by the way, are very hard to translate literally due to the fact that it's about 700 years old and it was copied from hand to hand. And in the process of 700 years, a lot of corruption has entered into the text. And that's why not in this edition, but in another edition that I have, there's an entire section of the Shinui Girsois. I don't think I've ever seen a Sefer that has so many Shinui Girsois in every few words. And a lot of times you read a sentence. Yeah. Well, there, that's not as much as what you have in Sefer Chassidim. And when you come, and when you read an expression which you really feel this something doesn't really make sense over here, it's a cop-out, but it's you have a good excuse to say, listen, this thing is 700 years old. I have a whole Sefer which has so many various Girsois. So let's not be medactic in every single word that it says. Here it says it gets harder and harder. La'azov midosei hatoiva. I would really think it said originally midosei hara'ah. It gets harder and harder to abandon your bad midos. I've done one good thing. Now I want to do another good thing. So I have to abandon my nasty ways, my nasty nature. Why is it says la'azov midosei hatoiva? I would expect it to say Yoiser Kosha Olav Lazov Midose Horo'ah Bibne Habusha, because if this is what you're used to doing my whole life, and now all of a sudden I have a new face, I turn over a new leaf in life, it's very embarrassing. I don't say all of a sudden you're tzaddikal. Yesterday you were willing to talk Lashon Hara with me the whole day. Today you don't want to talk Lashon Hara. Today I ask you a question, you don't want to tell me what's going on. What's going on with you? It's embarrassing. But if a person wants to be a chosid, to do some of the Mishur Sadin, no pain, no gain. That is how it is. It's kosher lazoiv midosoi. So you can circle that word over there, hatoiva. Maybe you want to say it's a euphemism. Maybe it's a euphemism. Maybe really it's written with precision. A person does not want to leave his bad midos. Tiftach pel satan. You don't want to say about yourself anything bad, so therefore you say the word midosoi hatoiva. And you really mean midosoi hara'ah. That is a pasuk. It's certainly very fitting for Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, who is into all these Kabbalistic things, and he certainly wanted to say, al tiftach pel satan, he would not have wanted a bad word to come out of his mouth or from his pen, and therefore it says, silazav midosoi hatava, but you really know he's referring to abandoning your bad midos to improve yourself, bibnei habusha, because you're embarrassed. Pen yoimu habuyois, achei noida hadavar, Now it's known. People, you don't want people to go talk about you in the street, period. Oh, look at this guy. All of a sudden, he became a tzaddik. What's his agenda? What is his agenda? Shaduchim. All of a sudden, he puts on a black hat. All of a sudden, he doesn't want to daven in this shul. So right away, everyone says, what's his agenda? Certainly, he's not doing it because he's a bigger Yerush Shemayim. All of a sudden, now he puts on a black hat. Oh, he's a Yerush Shemayim. He's not doing it because in this shul they don't talk. He wouldn't do that. That's not him. You know why? Because he has children in Shidduchim, and he's trying to earn a good reputation in order to do a good shidduch for his children. That's disgusting. That's what we think. Because the real reason, maybe he's really trying to do Shidduchim, he's doing it because he really... he's davening in a different shul because he wants to daven. Mitach sheloy lishma, bo lishma. Okay, that's be done. But what does the common man in the street say? So you know what they say, and the truth is, no one can care less. That's the truth. The truth is, don't fool yourself and think for 1 minute anyone can care less. Just gossip. It's just gossip. That's all it is. But you don't like gossip either. Gossip is also not very.
You want to shame the truth more on the people.
What?
You want to shame
Tov? We don't really care. It's all the same. It's all gossip. That's what it is. Achein noida hadavar. Okay? You don't want people to say about you, it's a very nice expression. It's a very nice expression. You don't want people to say, Achein noida hadavar. It's a way of saying you don't want people to talk about you. You don't want people to say, oh, look at this guy. Ki ha'adam yireh le'inayim. The lignoiv das habrios hiskel zeb the chasidusai.
People,
he's a faker. Right, they don't want to say. People will say that this guy is a faker. He's doing this for ulterior motives because he needs to gain something. Ha'adam yirle nayim. A person, people are saying about him, he wants to gain a good reputation. People, they see what he looks like. They see how he dresses. They see where he davens. But the truth is, inside, he's the same guy he was yesterday, and he's just doing this to be goinev das habrios, the lignoiv to steal, to fool the das habrios. That's why hischil zechasidusoi. That is why he's become more pious. So therefore, that's a very big nisoyon. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda HaChos and says, don't be persuaded by that argument. If you have a stirring in your heart that you want to daven better, you want to do something better, you l'shem shemayim, don't care what people say.
Exactly,
who cares? Mm-hmm. Who cares? They don't really care anyway. Mm-hmm. They talk, gossip, forget about it. But it's a very big nisoyon. You don't like when people talk about you. You don't want to be subject to gossip. It's a very big nisoyon. Next. Now, he goes off on a tangent. Okay, that's a very big problem here in Sefer Chassidim, is that he goes on tangents. He sticks to one topic, and all of a sudden now, he uses this, he's talking about tshuva. Everything's been, so far has been good. Every ois, we have to focus on one halacha. Okay, that's the goal. Every letter, every sifkaten is one halacha. This simin katan was the halacha of teshuva. Teshuva is a very complicated process. He talks about being machtoks, and we will discuss different concepts about teshuva. And now he mentions it's hard to do the first step of teshuva, and guess what? It's even harder to do the second step. This goes against conventional wisdom. Every time you go here to go to a Musa Shmuz, an inspirational speech, what do they tell you? They say to you, Rabbi Sai, the first step is very hard. But just cross the border, and then it's all downhill. Isn't that what you hear by every inspirational speaker? They get in front of an audience, that they tell you what you want to hear, right? You go watch a video of an inspirational speaker, tell you what you want to hear. The first step is hard, but once you get to the first step, oh, it's so easy. Just shmira seinayim, just the first time it's hard, and then it's so easy. Rabbi Chazal says, I got news for you, Rabbi Sai. It doesn't get easier. It's hard the first time, and it's even harder the second time. It's like dieting. It's hard not to eat, go on a diet for breakfast, and it's even harder to be careful what you eat for lunch. And then when it comes to supper, whoo, boy, is that more difficult. That's the reality. What? Hashem helps you.
Yeah, Hashem meets you.
Hashem helps you, but it's still hard. Don't make believe it's not hard. Don't fool yourself that it's not hard. He says it the way it is. He's not easy. It's harder. V'yoyser. They should ban this safer. Because he's telling us things that are not... He's telling us the truth, exactly. He's telling us the truth, that it's not popular to say you have a person in special speak by a dinner convention, and they'll tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, it's very hard to tshuva, and it gets harder and harder and harder, it's almost impossible. And you think, they'll throw him out, because basically he's discouraging everyone from doing the tshuva. Next. Now he goes further. I'm sorry. Now he goes on a tangent, and they're going to say about this person, not only is he a faker, what he's doing is forbidden. Because he's goinev das habrios. That's how bad the gossip is. The gossip gets so big by saying about this person that he's in the violation of halach. If you are not a type of guy that wears a black hat, it is usur for you to wear a black hat because you're a faker. It's a fake. It's very true. It's very true. Be who you are trained to be. Do not be who you are not to be. You're trained, you're brought up in a certain way. It's not healthy. Really, it's not a good sign to go and do something else. I know someone that's not that guy we're talking about, okay? I know someone, I know stuff from someone else, is that there was a guy in yeshiva, and he did not wear a black hat. He wore a kippah sruga. Kippah sruga, did not wear a black hat, and he wore cheles. He came from a whole different background. And somehow he joined a certain yeshiva, and he grew a lot. And he asked one of the rabbeim, "Should I not put on a black yarmulke and a black hat and not wear the tcheles?" So he said, "No, do not." He wasn't learning anymore. He already graduated. He already was out working. He was out, got married, had children. And he comes around to the yeshiva. He comes around, and he said to him, "This is not the way you were brought up. This is not you. You were brought up the kippah sruga, with tcheles, with a different hashkafa. You've come to this yeshiva. You've grown leaps and bounds, but you're still who you are. You've gained a lot from the yeshiva, grown a lot, but I don't feel that you are part of this machane. This is not your machane, not your camp. We've given you a lot. You've taken a lot. You're makir toiv. We feel that you're part of us. But you're a different type of person. Don't be who you are not. Be true to yourself."
Did they ostracize him because
they did not ostracize him.
Everyone has to look exactly like a penguin. If they were a penguin, everyone has to be a penguin. Yes and no.
Whatever it is. And this Rebbe told him, I know the person, told him, it's not who you are. And that's how it is. And it's very important. Therefore, if a person goes and changes, and he held it was forbidden, he held it's the wrong thing to do. So likewise, when you see a guy, all of a sudden he's doing things that you never imagined he's doing, so right away you suspect his ulterior motives. And then not only have ulterior motives, that what you're doing is forbidden. You're a faker. You're faking out the world. It's also lignoiv das habriyos v'afilu, even a goy. V'afilu daita shel goy. You're not allowed to fool someone. It's a violation of halacha. Now, Derech Agav is teaching you this halacha, which is a topic in and of itself, which you can fill up a whole library of sarim on the prohibition of gnevas das. The gnevas das, to mislead people, to fool people in thinking things that it's not true, even when it comes to a goy. The result can be catastrophic. It's even worse to be going near the das of a goy than being going near the das of a Jew. Because when you go in the das of a goy, the chil Hashem, they don't have the ability, a goy, to on the background, to legitimize, to understand where everything came from when they find out that things are not like what they thought they were. And then they just come to one conclusion that this guy is a phony, and that he associates with other Orthodox Jews. They're all a bunch of phonies and liars and cheats, and this whole religion is hocus pocus. A Jew, when you go to Das Habriyos, listen, you're part of the team, we get it. We've been there and done that. We know what it's like. Okay, so it's even worse. Gnevas Das, when it comes to a guy, is scary business. And therefore, this person who is now doing things, doing teshuva, you're afraid what they're going to say about me. I'm sincere. I want to really daven well. I'm going to have to go to a different shul where there's no talking, and they daven more seriously. And then people are going to, I know what they're going to say. Oh, you know why he's doing it? Because of Shidduchim, because of this. Good, let them, and what he's doing is usur, he's going to Das Habrios. Good, let them say what they want to say about me. Gesunde hate. I know I'm doing it L'Shem Shemayim.
But how come there are people that do it for
they do it, so they do it. So on the one hand, first of all, sometimes what they're doing is actually a good thing, because what they're doing until now is not usur. It could be they were doing things that were mamash forbidden halacha, and now they're not doing those averos. And then you have the principle of shemitoch shaloy l'shma ba l'shma. If they're accepting upon themselves certain stringencies, what's so terrible? What's so terrible? Even the wrong reason, exactly for the wrong reason. The person throws out his television out of the house, takes it out. Why? Why? So the religious reason is because of religion. Person can say he wants to save energy. He wants to save electricity, right? Really, you want to save electricity, so maybe, so, whatever it is, it is. Even though you want to save electricity, you want to save on your electric bill, so you're going to throw the television out of the house, because television's on the whole day. Okay, but there's a silver lining in that, is that you're not going to be wasting your time. You're not going to be wasting your time and doing watching things that are not necessarily good for your neshama. So it's not so bad. You have an example like that, an example like that. Whatever, you can imagine your own examples. Next, Ulufi. Shachasidus kasha lov l'kabel b'chilas. Let's go further. It's very hard to kabel chasid at the beginning. Toiv l'haschilei mibachar rusai. It's never a day too soon to start being a chasid. The earlier you start, the better. As it says in the, you start when you're a bachur, when you're a young man. Shenemar in Tkohela Zuchor Boiracha Bime Bihuroi Secha. Remember your creator in your youth. Gam ki yaskin, if you'll retrain yourself to think about Hashem when you're young, when you get old, lo yosur mimenu, you will not sway from that path. Ki teshuva sazokain, if you wait to do teshuva until you're very old, kasher zokain, ubot la hachemda, and you no longer have passion to do an avera, then doimel lo adam, so that's not called teshuva. It's like a person that speaks lashon hara, lo adam she medaber lashon hara, and now I want to do teshuva. It just so happens when you want to do teshuva, rachman alasan, the person is 100 years old, and in the hospital they do some procedure where he can't talk anymore. They cut out his tongue, or he's not well enough where they have to put over some type of trach in his mouth, and he can't talk anymore. Oh, Givaldik, I'm doing teshuva from a lifetime of speaking Lashon Hara. I'm 100 years old, my whole life, and never held back of giving over the latest gossip on everyone that I know. And now I'm 100 years old, I'm doing teshuva. I'm here in the hospital with a trach in my throat. I can't say one word. You see, I'm doing teshuva. I'm not speaking Lashon Hara. It's a joke. This is a joke. That's not called doing teshuva. You don't have the ability to talk. A person who waits until the day before they die, 100 years old, to do teshuva, that is not called doing teshuva. Doing teshuva is when you're at an age when you have those very same nisyonos that you had when you did the avera, and you're able to overcome those very same nisyonos. Avol, the teshuva to be able to be koychay, but the person that teshuva when he's young, when he's be koychay, he'll be rasav, yitzra, miskabar olav, harayu kikoyvshay, and harayu kikoyvshay, harayu zekat teshuva, hamashubeches. This is the real teshuvah. And the might that he expresses by overcoming his yetzer, the hakosheh, his yetzer hara, that is mighty and powerful. A person rolls over his ruchay, his spirit, miloiched ir. It's like conquering a city. It's like the ability to overcome your yetzer is like conquering an entire city. The harder it is, the more reward one will receive in the next world. And before we conclude, on this part, there's some very nice chiddush here on the bottom. This is the Sefer Kook. This is one of the best, probably the best edition of the Sefer Chassidim. It's old. The Sefer Kook, and it has all the good stuff on the bottom. Which edition? Rabbi Shevel, he wrote the Parish? He wrote the Parish. The Shevel. The same one who wrote the Parish on the Ramban? The English Ramban. Fantastic. Wow, okay.
Even though it says Mossad Rav Kook, it's a printing house, they erase it on the safe.
All right. Let's see what it says over here on the bottom. He writes, let's start at the top one. It's a little bit over here. Something very, very nice. He says very chiddush. Look at the first line, Mikar Chesed. Okay, so they call this a parish. V'nispasher Avol. Avol, the third word. Avol. Ruvein Pasach B'Shuva.
Which is
page Nunches. Page Nunches. Back page Nunches in the bottom. The very, very bottom. Mikar Chesed. This is middle basic question. The question is, why is it that Ruvein was the first one that was Pasach B'Shuva? Hoshea. Shuva, we just learned this. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha Ki chashalta b'avoynecha.
Adam
HaRishon did tshuva. Ruvain did tshuva. What was unique about Ruvain's tshuva? What was unique about Hoshea's tshuva? What's unique about Adam's tshuva? So he's discussing these very, because we're discussing at the time of doing tshuva. So he says as follows: Avol Ruvain posach tshuva al hatchila. Here he's describing what's unique about Ruvain, and that is al mashe hesiv hamichshol. And this that he removed the stumbling block. Now let's read a few more lines, and you'll understand what this means. Gam kein Hoshea posach tshuva tchila. We learned that Hoshea was the first one that did tshuva. Be'amar ki choshalta. Shuva Yisrael Hashem Elokeach ki choshalta. You have stumbled ba'avoynecha. Now what is the significance of that? Hainu. Now here's where he explains. Ma she nechshalta achshav. This is the chiddush. A person has to recognize when he does an avera that there's a reason why I did the avera. There is something that I've done in the past that has triggered this avera. A simplistic, naive view of doing teshuva is: I've done avera today. I've done avera today, so I have to do. So I have to do teshuva doing this avera. I had a weak moment. I had an opportunity to do an avera, and I did it. If you're more sophisticated, you're going to realize the reason why you failed today is because yesterday, or the day before, you did another avera. You did an avera. Avera goyreres avera. One avera leads to another avera. So here it says, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. He's telling him, you've done an avera today. But you know what you have to do shuva for? Ki choshalta, because you have stumbled. You have stumbled in a different avera, ba'avoynecha, a week ago, a month ago, a year ago, 20 years ago. The avera you've done today is just an outgrowth of an avera that you've done a long time ago. The first one to recognize this was Reuven. Reuven, when he saw, Reuven was mebalbel, the couch of his father. Where did that avera come from? By speaking to it, let's see how he explains it inside. His exact words. Let's see. Now he's quoting the pasuk to express this idea. The pasuk is v'hu lo yodav v'ashem. It says in the pasuk by a melech or a king, a melech who does an avera, or a king, or a kohen gadol who does an avera, or the Sanhedrin who issues the wrong decision. So it says in the pasuk this expression: the king or the melech, the kohen gadol or the melech, v'hu lo yodav. He did not realize that what he has done is a sin, the oshem. And he's now, it comes to his awareness that he's guilty. He has done something. He has done an avera b'shoigeg. V'nosa avoinoi, man up. You have to bear responsibility for your sin and do teshuva. Now what does this mean? So he explains. K'shahoyah Rabbi Akiva magil l'pasek zehoyah b'aycha, he would cry. And what did he say, Rabbi Akiva? Umamish neschaven lechol shumin. A person has kavana. He goes through a whole drasha, not for now. Is the Yudo Oimer another drasha? Vu lo yadav yashem v'nos avoynei al dovar ze yedavu kol hadavoyim. All those who like to get to worry, all of the warriors, they should worry about this pasuk. Okay, period. Now, it's not necessary to go through any of the details. The only thing that we need to focus on is what is Issi ben Yehuda coming to add that Rabbi Akiva already did not teach us. Rabbi Akiva took this pasuk and he darshened it. V'hu lo yoda v'oshem. And he gives a drasha. Along comes Issi ben Yehuda. Oh, I have another drasha. You know, whatever Rabbi Akiva said, l'cho'oira, covers everything. What are you coming to air that was already not understood by Rabbi Akiva? Ma hoisif Issi ben Yehuda. Now here's the point. Amna, hu doyek biloshen hakosuf. Here's the answer, which is relevant to our discussion. She'oimer, it says in the pasuk, you'll never read this pasuk again the same. This pasuk, hu lo yoda, it says in the pasuk, the kohen gadol, or the melech, was unaware that he did an avera. The afal pichein omra Torah ki oshem, you're guilty. These two terms do not mix. V'hu lo yoda means, what do you want from me? Oynis rachmana patre. I'm a shoigeg. How was I supposed to know that this is chalef? What do you want from me? I'm sitting here, they're serving me lunch, and they give me chalef. I'm not in charge of the food. I don't run and work in the kitchen. And then the next word says, v'oshem, you're guilty. The word oshem has a connotation, premeditated murder. You knew exactly what you were doing. You're as guilty as can possibly be. Stira, it's an oxymoron. These words, they don't mix. Ki oshem, you know why? Shnei kisuvim hamachishim zezeh. What's the third pasuk? The next words. V'hu lo yada. What do you want from me? No. V'oshem. You're guilty of sin. You know why? Ki nosa avono. You're carrying on your shoulder a sin. What does that mean? Miki. He has one word. Mikivar. You know, even you know why you're not a kivu lo yada. You make the claim of lo yada. No. The oshem, you're guilty for this eating the chalef because you did a sin a month ago, and you couldn't kill less. Well, that's a whole shot. Doesn't mean maze. Let's see. Mikvar shehesiv nosa avon mikvar shehesiv loy hashoy shehesiv, which caused, which was this cause, the siba of hashoygeg. Uvechein, therefore, harei alzeh yidavu kol hadavoyim. That's exactly what Issi Ben Yudah is teaching all people who like to worry. Some people love it, so they like to worry. They should worry al hazodain. They should worry about the zodain shesivev hashgaga. V'nos avoyne. V'chein nitba bedivui al chait. That's what we say when we daven. Nitva, the Tabatida means it's coined. Chazal have formulated a nusach in tefillah bevidui when we recite vidui on the Yom Neroim. Al chet shechotan lefanecha bezodan uveshkaga. What's the zodain? The order is the wrong order. First you do it b'shoigeg, b'oynes. Then you do it b'shoigeg. It's the order should be b'shoigeg and then b'zodain. The Teretz says, the only reason why now you've done an avera b'shoigeg is because in the past you did it b'mezid and you couldn't care less. So it changes your mind. It becomes very light. And then you can either say it's min hashamayim, they don't protect you, you do averas b'shoigeg, or your whole style of life is negligent where it'll end up you'll do a b'shoigeg. B'zodin v'shkaga. Now, this is a very famous thing. We learned this. We learned Rosh Hashanah. We learned how there are different neschoys. They changed the girsa. What do you say first? Chotasi avisi pashati. Why is it in this order? Why is hein imhu shoygeg sagi bichatasi levat? Why do we lie? Why do we have to say all three? Chotasi is b'shoigeg. Avisi means I did it b'mezid. Pashati means I did it in rebellion. Lahachis. It's a lie. Ayin sham. Not every person is in a various lahachis. Ulihaamur. Based on what we've just taught, Yuvan has understood. Sha'ikar havidui hu ala pshia. When you say chotasi, avisi, poshati, the ikur is only on chotasi. Period. You can really stop right there. The next two words, avisi, poshati, is coming to explain how it happened that I did a shkaga. It's because since in the past, once upon a time, years ago, I did it b'mezid, I did it with will. That is why now, years later, I ended up doing this avera b'shoigeg. It doesn't mean that today, this year, chotasi avisi poshat, this year, whatever the chet is, I spoke lashon hara. I did a b'shoigeg, I did a b'mezid, I did a lachas. What? You hear Rosh Hashanah, you're 50 years old. You didn't speak lashon hara lachas. You didn't speak it b'mezid. You did a b'shoigeg, you didn't take it seriously. So you're saying every single on Yom Kippur, you're saying about Lashon Hara and all the Averis. It's a lie, the Minchas Chinuch says. Lo yikon shkarim l'negedeinav. You don't have a lie Yom HaKippurim. The answer is no. This year, it's correct. You wouldn't, in this Asian year of life, you wouldn't dare do something b'mezid. But years ago, when you were a child, when you were a teenager, or maybe at some point in life, not everyone has a good day. You may have done it b'mezid. So chotasi, you know why this year I did an aver and I said it b'shoig? Is because maybe 20 years ago, when I wasn't so knowledgeable of all the halachas, I did it to get at my friend. I did it lahachis. I did it as an act of rebellion. Avisi Pashati, it is an explanation of how I came this year, Lidei Chotasi. It's not that this year indeed I've done it b'mezid. Okay, then he tells you the pshia, the next level, pashati and avisi, is the cause. And he gives you a reference point, and he goes on to explain this in more detail, which we're out of time. We're going to leave this for now. But that at least is a very beautiful yisoid. A beautiful yisoid to take away from this over here is teshuva. Don't be fooled, Rabbi Yisai. It is extremely difficult. It's like dieting. It's a struggle for life. It never lets up. Never lets up. Doing teshuva, it gets harder and harder and harder. You gotta go to the gym every day to wipe out, right? Dieting, you gotta go to the gym every single day to lose weight. So when it comes to doing teshuva, you have to learn Musar every single day. The Chassam Sofer said, a day that I did not learn Musar wasn't a day. The dull time of the day had no meaning. If you don't learn Musar, it's a constant struggle. And the second you said this beautiful parish, Chotasi Avisi Pashati, it's Chotasi, period. You know why Chotasi? It's because in the past, I did it Lahachis, Birotzain. And that damaged my neshama. And that's what opened up the Pesach that it could happen that I did the Avera B'shoigeg. Vilhu lo yoda vi oshem vinosa avoinoi, shneki suv machishim ze zat shavya kosovashlishi. Vu lo yoda, what do you want from me? I did it by accident. No. Vi oshem, you're guilty as sin. You know why? Because vinosa avoinoi, nikivar. Hear that one word. Because you did an avera b'mez in the past and you never cleansed it. It affected your neshama, and that's why now you've come to a matzav of v'hu lo yoda. Okay, so these are beautiful yisoidos. Tomorrow we're going to go weiter in the next sinner. The next sinner is gevaldik. I have really great stuff. Shmirah seinayim. I'm going to bring in the Breslov book for tomorrow. Don't miss tomorrow. It's going to be fun. Tomorrow is going to be fun. You will see.